One feature of the Republican tax overhaul has very little to do with taxes. There is a provision that opens up a section of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. Now, ANWR is the largest wilderness area in the United States. It's home to polar bears, millions of migratory birds, and massive herds of caribou. In 1980, a 2,300-square-mile section was set aside for future energy development, but it also required an act of Congress to authorize the drilling. The issue has divided Alaskans for the past 40 years, including indigenous people who live in the Arctic, and we're going to hear both sides of that debate now. Bernadette Dementev is a member of the Gwich'in Nation. It's a group of about 9,000. She's also executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee, and she's been in Washington trying to get that ANWR provision out of the tax bill. It appears she has lost that battle. Bernadette, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Were you caught by surprise that this issue was tucked into the tax bill?
I was, but we always prepare ourselves. But, you know, the Arctic Refuge deserves more recognition than to be snuck into a tax bill like this. It has absolutely nothing to do with taxes.
You've been going around Washington trying to make the case against opening ANWR up to drilling. But what have you been telling people that you've been meeting with?
Well, I've been sharing that this is a human rights violation. The Gwich'in people, since the first gathering in 1988, that was our first one in over 150 years. And we gathered because of oil and gas development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge coastal plain. Now, the coastal plain is the calving grounds of the caribou herd that we have a spiritual connection with.
Well, and just by way of background, you're talking about the porcupine caribou. There's about 200,000 in the area. In this calving ground that you referenced that is so sacred to you, it is so important that I understand your people won't even enter it. Why
yes.
is that?
As a mother myself, I understand that, you know, when you're having a child, that's a very private time. And this is an area where it's free from mosquitoes, free from predators, and they are able to gain their strength back. And they're not necessarily away from predators, but they can see them coming from a very long ways. And the caribou have been migrating and calving in this area for over 2 million years. If we push them to other areas, this is where the predators are, and there is actually nowhere else for them to calve. Mm. There's, you know, 95% of the Arctic Refuge is already open to oil development, and so there's nowhere else for them to go. This remaining 5%, we are fighting very hard to keep protected.
Mm. Well, as you well know, there are other indigenous people in the Arctic that are in favor of drilling in this corner of the Arctic Refuge. Matthew Rexford is the Inupiat tribal administrator of Katovik, which is the only settlement inside the refuge. And last month, he gave a statement to the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Here he is.
We do not approve of efforts to turn our homeland into one giant national park, which literally guarantees us a fate with no economy, no jobs, reduced subsistence, and no hope for the future of our people.
What's your response to that and this argument that the mineral revenue pays for roads, it pays for schools and hospitals, and it creates jobs?
There's no amount of money that's worth losing my identity as a Gwich'in woman and mother over. You know, it's hard when we have somebody else that's indigenous that don't agree with us, but we have to follow our hearts and we have to follow what we believe in. And we believe that Creator gave us this land to honor and respect it.
Well, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, of course, of Alaska, who was supporting this tax bill in large part because of the provision that would open up this section of the refuge, says that Alaska will do it right. It'll take care of the land, it'll take care of the wildlife, and it will take care of the people. Do you think that there is at all a way that you can drill in a safe and responsible way there?
I personally don't believe so. You know, the developed areas that's in Alaska right now, all the caribou herds in those areas have all declined. The central herd alone has declined 57%. And there's been over 469 oil spills in the Arctic slope since 1996. So I don't believe there is a safe drilling.
You know, the debate's been going on for almost 40 years now, ever since Jimmy Carter expanded the refuge and set aside about 1.5 million acres for possible oil and gas development. I wonder if this feels like the end to you.
This is definitely not the end. This is the beginning of a fight that we will continue to stand up against. This is our way of life. This is everything we've ever known. This is our food security. This is our spiritual connection. It's frustrating that, you know, we elected these the senators and representatives in, and then they no longer listen to our concerns or any kind of worries that we have. Alaska is thawing 3 times faster than the rest of the world right now, but our senator and our representatives are not bringing any of that up. They're not bringing up none of our coastal communities that are being forced to move. They're not bringing up our declining food security. You know, they need to start listening to their constituents, and we are saying we need help.
That's Bernadette Dementev. She's executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee. She's trying to fight drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which is now a part of this tax overhaul bill. Bernadette, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And let's get the opposing view with Matthew Rexford, president of Katovic Inupiat Corporation. He's also the voice we heard earlier in that clip from the Senate committee. Matthew, welcome. And Bernadette just said that no amount of drilling money is worth losing her Gwich'in identity. What's your response to that and this divide between Native people on this issue in the Arctic?
Yes, this is a contentious issue. Folks have been debating this for over 40 years now. Our people have seen the development of Prudhoe Bay, which is 40 years old and old infrastructure compared to what is being done now with the technological advances, ensuring that these projects are done in an environmentally safe and sound manner.
You referred there to Prudhoe Bay. It's one of the biggest oil fields in North America, just west of Katovic, where you are. But to the point of the caribou, which some people believe are sacred, do you think those animals just won't be harmed by the drilling, or do you see the animals in a different way?
Well, we find the animals as sacred to us as well because we rely heavily upon the wildlife there, and we do not want to see anything harm them drastically. We understand that with the Prudhoe Bay development that has been going on, we see that the population of the caribou herds in those areas have actually increased. And so we don't see this sort of project, 2,000 acres out of 19 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, as something that will drastically impact the porcupine caribou herd.
Now, you're living in arguably the most remote place in the United States. What are the economic conditions in Katovic? It's about 240 people who live there.
Yes, that's correct. And we heavily rely on oil and gas industry and property taxes. About 95% of our regional municipal government gets their budget from the industry. Taxing the industry has created our schools in our communities, clinics, fire departments, police departments, wildlife department. It was only until the year 2000 where I got to flush a toilet in our community. And before that, we only had honey buckets. So we see sanitary benefits, and all of these benefits are thanks mostly in part due to the taxation of our borough to the oil and gas industry.
And the point should be made that people there still lead this subsistence lifestyle. They're still living off the land. They're living off the sea. But at the same time, you are open to this sort of economic development in the area. But what if the projections are wrong? The Congressional Budget Office says opening up this part of ANWR will bring in about $1 billion over the next 10 years. But, you know, there's some skepticism over that number. No one is sure exactly how much oil is out there. The economics of the industry are very different right now. I mean, is there a chance that the financial boost has been overestimated?
I don't believe so. With the resources that are in the area, I think it may be even more than that $1 billion mark.
Really? Why?
Because of how much is actually in that area. And what we're looking to do is to explore the area. So you can't get a good picture of what's there until you open it for exploration.
Hmm. As you know, Alaska's congressional delegation has been trying to figure out a way to open up this part of the country for drilling for a very long time now. Did you ever think this day was coming?
I've seen it. I lived with it. And we did not foresee this coming since the last time it got vetoed by President Clinton.
All right. That's Matthew Rexford, president of the Katovik Inupiat Corporation up there in the Arctic Circle, in favor of a provision in this tax bill that would open up part of the Arctic Wildlife Refuge to drilling. Matthew, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.